The views and opinions expressed on this show do not reflect those of News Radio FM 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the sponsor, Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Thursday at Pep Talk, a Pensacola expert panel. This is Meg. I hope you're almost through the work week now. You got over the holidays last week, so it's now the home stretch for the weekend. And I'm excited this morning. We're going to be talking some important topics because we are approaching a very important deadline. So I'm so happy to have in the studio Chad Piku, who's with Affiliated Insurance. This is the big week now for you. Your phone, you must be busy right
now.
Good
to be back. Yes, today or this week has been crazy. We've got a couple of deadlines coming up. First, with our Medicare, AEP started back on October 15th.
And okay, tell everybody what AEP is, just for those.
The annual enrollment period. Sorry.
No, we use acronyms.
I get used to all the acronyms.
So I'm gonna have you spell it out, so to speak. So.
Yeah, the annual enrollment period started back October 15th, and the deadline, it ends December 7th, which is this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, already.
Yeah, so I know it goes by fast, trying to get everybody in the last few days. You want to make your elections by that time because most people, once the annual enrollment period ends, can't make any changes till this time next year.
And so that's what you're an expert.
Yes.
This is what you do at Affiliated Insurance. You have an expert about these topics. So by the way, just as a side note, unfairly, as the minute he walked in the door, before I hardly even asked him how he was doing, I was like, I got a question about about my insurance. So he is the expert, and this is the time. So tell folks a little bit about what you're doing right now and what people need to do.
So right now we're meeting with clients for Medicare. If you're enrolled, now's the time that you can make changes. If you want to enroll in a Medicare Advantage or change or enroll in a Part D drug plan, or if you have questions about your Medicare supplement, we can go over all those different options, let you know, the pros and cons of each way. I often get asked, what do you recommend? What's the best one? With Medicare, you've got a couple of different options, but it's really dependent on what's most important to you. And that's what we do, is we sit down and lay out your different options, show you what the pros and cons are, answer all your questions so you can make an informed decision about what's best for your situation.
Does that cost me anything to come in and do that with you?
It does not.
And so do you have a specific company that you represent, or do you?
We are a contracted general agency for Florida Blue.
That's what I wanted to know. Yes. Yeah. Okay, good, because that's apparently a very reputable insurance company here in the state of Florida, no doubt.
They are. They are. We love representing them. Great company to work with.
Okay. So with that, you've got the Medicare enrollment, but that's not all, right?
So like I mentioned, the annual enrollment period ends December 7th. For people that are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage, once the December 7th deadline passes, you get kind of a second chance at the first of the year. So with Medicare, they have what's called the open enrollment period that runs from January 1st through the end of March. So you have a 90-day window where if during that time frame you don't like the plan that you're on or you're having second thoughts, you can make a change. And during that time, you have to be enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan in order to take advantage of that time frame, that enrollment period.
So if you didn't sign up now, you couldn't do it then.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay.
You can't do it then. Also, for those people that are enrolled in Original Medicare with a Medicare supplement and a standalone drug plan, this open enrollment period does not apply to them. This is people that are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan.
It can be so confusing.
It is. That's why we're here. That's why we're the experts. Well, that's why we like helping people.
I got a question for you, because the part that's confusing to me is the drug plan part. Because some advantage plans include that and some don't. Is that correct?
Many of them do.
Okay. And then some don't.
There are a few that don't. And depending on the type of plan, you can add a standalone drug plan to it. Some of them you can't.
Can you do the drug plan if you just have A and B?
Yes.
So that's one option, too, to not do an advantage and just get a drug prescription.
That is correct.
Okay. Because there's some changes this year, correct? Is there some changes around that this year?
Yeah. For the drug plan, it is a great change for the members. As part of the, I think it was the Inflation Reduction Act a few years ago, in 2025, Medicare Part D drug plans, the maximum out-of-pocket, so that's the most that a member would pay on covered medications, drops to $2,000.
That's good.
It is. Currently for 2020, for this year and prior, it was right around $8,000. So it's
that's a substantial difference.
It is a huge drop for members' out-of-pocket cost for covered medications.
Wow. So that's good news.
Yes.
Great news. Okay. All right. So we've got the Medicare, and then we've got the open enrollment, the grace period. And then now, what's next? There's also the Affordable Care Act. Is this in that period as well, correct?
There is. Let me touch on one other thing with Medicare before we
jump
off of that.
Oh, sure. Yes.
So the last time I was here, we talked about some of the changes that were going on with Medicare, and many members in the state might be getting letters that their Medicare Advantage plan is going away for next year.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that last time.
Yes. So Medicare Advantage is still there. It's just certain plans are being pulled out of the market. Obviously, during open enrollment or the annual enrollment, it was a great time to take advantage of that to make changes for next year. However, if you can't get in to see someone before Saturday, the AEP deadline, don't fret. People that are losing their plan actually have until the end of the month to make a election for January 1st.
So if you get a notice you're losing your plan, you have an extension.
Yeah, so they have have what's called a special enrollment period. So it's the 60 days prior and the 60 days after. So if they make an election before the end of this month, it'll be effective for January 1st, whatever they decide to enroll in.
Okay.
If for some reason someone misses that deadline, maybe they didn't see the letter that their plan's going away, and if they don't do anything before the end of the month, January 1st, they will be put back on original Medicare, A and B, without anything else.
Okay, so if you don't elect anything, you're going to go back to the basic.
Correct.
Now, are you penalized for that in the long run?
You are not penalized, but those people also have January and February to still make an election. So that special enrollment period actually runs through the end of February. Now, the downside, if you don't do it before the end of the year, is you would be moved back to original Medicare in January. If you make an election in January, it'll be effective in February, and in February and March.
Okay, I hope everyone's taking notes right now, because it does get a little complicated.
You could get back into a Medicare Advantage plan. You would have a gap of a month or two where you were back on original Medicare.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So obviously we encourage everybody to get that taken care of as quickly as possible.
So if you've just joined us this morning, we are talking to Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. And if you have a question for Chad here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620, and we'll do our best to answer those questions.
Yes. One other thing with Medicare that I did want to bring up, we've had people that have been on Medicare Advantage plans for a while, we have gotten a letter that, you know, your plan's going away. Great time to look around and see what you can get. The Medicare supplement. So if you go back to original Medicare, you can get what's called a Medicare supplement. It's a standardized plan that fills in the gaps for your out-of-pocket cost on Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. Typically, the Medicare supplement plans, when you first become Medicare eligible, are guaranteed issues. So regardless of your health condition, you could get them. When you get beyond that, when you get 6 months beyond your initial eligibility period, most of the Medicare supplements, there are some medical underwriting questions. So you might not qualify.
Oh,
so
okay.
One of the questions we have gotten is, well, if my Medicare Advantage plan is going away and I decide to go back to original Medicare, can I get a Medicare supplement guaranteed issue? Because this is a special circumstance, you actually can.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting ready to say you couldn't, but
no.
Okay.
Because this is, a circumstance beyond your control, the plan's being pulled, it gives you an opportunity to get back on, if you choose to go back to original Medicare and enroll in the Medicare supplement, if you'd like to do that.
So what I'm getting from this whole conversation is that I and anyone that's in this situation, I need an expert. I need someone that can decipher all of this, because I've gone to the Medicare.gov website and all that, which is extremely helpful, the portal there, everything. But still, there's so many, I don't know, there's just so many different things that whether it's an HMO, a PPO, and like now you're talking about what's under it and what's not. I mean, I don't know how anyone can keep up with it.
Well, that's kind of the double-edged sword. Is there is a lot of information on the website,
right?
But if you're not, insurance expert, you don't deal with this on a day-to-day basis. It's hard to decipher what's what.
Well, sure, because most of us
get bombarded with.
Yeah, well, most of us, when we get to that point in our lives, have been on probably our company's insurance. Mm-hmm. So we never really had to make a decision other than, is this going to be for me and my spouse or the whole family? Or,
option A or option B.
Correct. Yeah. So now all of a sudden you have all these different, and then we haven't talked about vision and hearing and dental. So what about all of that as well?
So
is that included in supplement? I know it's on some of the Advantage plans.
Not in the supplement.
Ah, okay.
So like I said, the supplements are standardized plans.
Okay.
So they are set. Plan A, regardless of who you buy it from, covers these benefits, B, C, D, G, and so on.
Okay.
It's unlike the Medicare Advantage where, yes, oftentimes those plans have additional benefits built into it, like vision or hearing or dental or over-the-counter, silver sneakers, fitness program.
Right.
So they're able to put all kinds of extra things in the Medicare Advantage that they can't do on the Medicare supplements.
Gotcha. Okay. This is very helpful. Just getting the clarification on all of this, because it is confusing. It's very confusing.
It absolutely
and so critically
be.
Important.
Yes.
Okay.
So now we can switch over to the ACA. And
now tell me what that is.
That's the Affordable Care Act.
Thank you.
Yes. So those people that are under 65 that have products in the individual market, have bought through the marketplace, or even directly through an insurance company. We're in the middle of that open enrollment period as well.
And I have heard an interesting conversation the other day that someone was saying that they were glad that Obamacare was going away, but they were happy to be on the marketplace. Isn't that one and the same?
It is one and
Thank
the same.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
So I was like, I think it's one and the same. I think it's the – so, and then it's called the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, Marketplace. What's the correct name, would you say?
So let me go back to the comment.
Yeah.
Because I'll have clients that go, I don't want one of those Obamacare plans.
Right.
So the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is actually the name of the law that was passed in 2010 – that revamped everything, put new rules and regulations on health insurance, on health insurance plans, that established the marketplace, which is just a virtual enrollment platform through the federal government to determine whether you qualify for a subsidy, which is where the government pays a portion or all of your premiums based on your household size and income and some other information. The plans themselves are private insurance plans.
Right.
That's never changed.
Right.
So if you go through the marketplace and enroll in a Florida Blue health plan, you are enrolling with Florida Blue.
Not the government per se.
Correct.
It's been offered by that, but it's not through that.
All you're doing in that scenario is you're bringing in a third party, the federal government, the marketplace. Because obviously if they're going to give you money, they want to be the ones to make that determination on do you qualify, do you don't, and they keep track of all that. So you're just kind of bringing in, like I said, a third party to route back to Blue Cross to enroll.
Almost like an agent in a way, or not?
No,
probably not.
No.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You have to go through them to get that determination. Mm-hmm. They decide. Then they do is inform Blue Cross that this member qualifies for this amount of subsidy, and this is the plan that they want to enroll in.
Okay. Very
good. The enrollment is through Florida Blue. Your claims are administered through Florida Blue. Like I said, the only thing the federal government does is the determination of the subsidy.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, we have a question from one of our listeners. What do you offer for people who have TRICARE for life?
Traditionally, people with TRICARE for life, we've not touched too much because it's a great option for them.
Right.
There are some Medicare Advantage plans that don't cover prescription medications. We have one called our Patriot Plan.
Oh, okay.
So we have had some people with TRICARE for life and Medicare that have decided to enroll in that, and that helps them with the health side, doctors and thing and such. And then they would just get their prescriptions through their normal channels under their, either the VA or however else they get their Medicare.
So it's filling the gaps or enhancing what you already have a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of enhancing it a little bit. There are some things you have to kind of watch out for in doing that. If you do enroll in a Medicare Advantage, you wind up having to file your own claims with TRICARE for their portion.
Right.
I don't know why doctors don't file it, but that's what we've run into. So we don't do a whole lot with TRICARE for life, but for a member that's looking for some additional protection or, you know, wants the advantages of the Medicare Advantage plans, we do have a product that we can take a look at.
Thank you for your question. We're talking with Chad Piku at Affiliated Insurance this morning at the Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. Okay, so back to, we're talking about the Affordable Care Act and the deadline for
that. Yes, so the first deadline that's approaching is December 15th, which has traditionally been the end of the open enrollment period. But a few years ago, Biden extended that deadline. So we actually have kind of two deadlines. December 15th is the deadline to make any changes for January 1st.
Okay.
If you miss that deadline, the open enrollment period actually ends January 15th.
Gotcha.
Any changes you make between December 16th and January 15th would be effective for January. So you're just delaying any changes, you know, by a month.
February?
Yes.
Okay, February. Yes. Okay.
Too many dates.
I'm listening. I'm taking notes over here. I'm taking notes. Okay. So the December 15th, if you can make that deadline, then you'll be good for January 1st.
Correct.
But if you miss it, you've got a grace period of 30 days, but you're not going to be covered till February 1st.
You're not going to be covered if it's a new enrollment or if you're making changes at your renewal, that change wouldn't be effective until February.
Okay. So that makes perfect sense.
That's how that works. We always want people to check to see if they qualify for a subsidy. Often we'll talk to members or prospective clients, and that's the first question we ask is, you know, household size, household income. And periodically I'll have a customer say, I make too much money, I don't qualify for that. That may be the case, but we've had many members that thought they made too much money that actually qualified for a decent subsidy to help offset the cost.
So just to clarify, when you say subsidy, what do you mean?
That's where the federal government pays a portion or all of your premium based on your household size and your household income.
Okay.
That's the, if you want to call anything Obamacare, that's the biggest benefit of it to the member that they see is that that's what reduces your premium.
Gotcha. Okay. But a lot of people think they don't when they possibly do.
Yes. Yes. We've had a lot of members this year, our own members, that have in years past didn't, you know, they just stayed off market, just bought direct, or maybe we're on an old pre-ACA policy that we've checked this year just because rates are getting so high with everybody. So, you know, that's one of the advantages you have with working with us is we can look at different ways to mitigate that.
Right.
And in doing so, that's the first thing we do is if you're not on a subsidy, let's check and see if you do qualify for a subsidy. And like I said, we've had dozens that qualified this year that have really not been taken advantage of it in the past just because they didn't think they qualified.
Oh, gosh, that would be almost heartbreaking to find out, wouldn't it? I almost don't want to. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
And then there's some other ways that we can look to help mitigate that cost as well. If the rates on your plan are getting, you know, unaffordable for you.
Right.
There's a couple of things you can do. One is we can look at another kind of lowering your benefit. over the years, people have become accustomed to, I want to buy the Cadillac plan or as close to the Cadillac plan as I can, just because I can afford it and I like having it.
And be all-inclusive.
But many times, based on your health history, you know, you're spending a lot of money on premiums on a plan that you don't ever utilize.
Right.
You know, for someone that goes to the doctor, you know, once a year for their checkup, maybe a couple of times for a sick visit. Yeah, it's great having a gold or platinum plan,
mm-hmm.
But you're spending a lot of money paying for that.
True.
So let's look at a silver or bronze plan. Maybe we can save you in that premium. And actually what you save in premium often will offset your out-of-pocket exposure.
Right.
By dropping down to that point.
Right. And that all gets confusing, yes. too, when you yes. start talking about the HMO, the PPO, and what your co-pays are going to be, and the deductibles. All of that can be very confusing.
Well, and speaking of the HMO and the PPO, that's the other thing you can look at to help reduce that cost.
Right.
Is let's look at different networks.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our members here have been on Blue Options, which is our flagship PPO network. Great network, very hard to get out of. We have, you know, most doctors in that network. But it's also the most expensive network. So
right.
we have some smaller PPO networks. We also mm-hmm. have a couple of HMO networks that we can look at to see if, you know, we can bring that premium. Well, it will bring that premium down. But we can look at your doctors, make sure they're in that network, because we don't want to force you to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be well informed that if I drop down to this network,
right,
I might need to change doctors, but I might save $700 a month.
Well, it may come down
yeah.
to that. I
yes.
mean, that's so, where we are right now.
My question is your doctor worth $700 a month?
Yeah. Mine is, if he's listening, mine is. So, there's just so many ins and outs, and it's so great to have someone like you that with end-affiliated insurance that can sit down and show me and spell out all these things that, like you said, you might not even know you qualify for something or a subsidy. And I'm curious now, so we're at December 5th. Right. So typically if let's say I called you and came in today, how long does the process take to actually find, you know, get someone signed up and in good shape? Is it a day or two, hours, weeks, months?
No, I mean, when we meet, whether in person or over the phone,
mm-hmm.
Our appointments, depending on your situation, can last anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll complete everything during that time frame.
Right.
Assuming that you're ready to make your election, and it'll be done and set for open enrollment, so we can have your application completely done and you don't have to deal with it anymore.
I love that. That last sentence, you had me on the last sentence. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Now, throughout the year, do they then go directly to their provider, or are there times that people have come to you that they need assistance with their plan, say something catastrophic does happen, because you were the ones that, you know, kind of set that whole thing up?
Yes. So that's one of our spots in the market is that, and I mentioned last time I was here, we are full service. So it's not, you don't just come to us for the sale. If you have issues throughout the year with your policy, you have questions about billing or about claims, you can give us a call. We have a local customer service team that
helps
our clients. And we will kind of be the middleman and run things down for our members, get answers, and get back to them so that they don't have to sit on the phone for a couple hours with Florida Blue. I love Florida Blue, but any large company, you call that 800 number and I need to talk to this.
Right.
You get transferred to four different departments before you get to where you need to go sometimes. Yep. So we have contacts in all the different departments. So in most cases, we can get your problem resolved and answered. And
which is all the reasons why you should be getting in touch with Affiliated
That's
Shirts
right.
this week, right now. Thank you so much. Give us your phone number, your website, because we're out of time.
I know.
I can't believe it went so fast.
So you can reach us at 850-477-5840. We're at 672 Brent Lane, or visit our website at affiliatedins.net.
Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance, thank you so much for being on Pep Talk this morning. Always interesting, always informative. If you haven't taken care of your health insurance, now is the time this week for some of you. So take care of it. Thank you again, Chad, for being here. It's great to have you.
Thank you.